7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Islamic history is filled with certain events or certain crucial events that between the schools of thought there are major differences. And this causes either of these two schools to grasp onto that particular event to prove its truthfulness. One of those events that is quite well known is the holy prophets or the noble prophets sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's final prayer in the city of Medina before he left this tranquil, rather this, you know, temporal world, and went rather towards his Lord. So the debate is this, is that did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam pray that prayer, which was the Fajr prayer, or was it the Dhuhr prayer? This is one of the debates. What prayer was it? So this is the topic of this book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today. That what are the historical references that can be given with dealing with this historical event, and what are the conclusions and consequences of either of the conclusions or results that we can take from who led the Prophet's final prayer. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will go further in explaining the author of the book and the other specifics regarding this particular book. So inshallah, please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we have introduced, alludingly, to our dear listeners is titled The Prophet's Last Prayer, or The Prophet's Last Salah. And it was written and researched by Ayatollah Sayyid Murtada Al-Askari, Rahmatullah Alayh. Now Sayyid Murtada was a great scholar in defending the school of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and very academic, both with things inside the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and outside. He has many important books in this regard, books that even scholars of the other school of thought, that is the school of thought of our Sunni brothers and sisters, they have praised his works, the academia that he has shown, and they have used them, even though they may not be Shia or they may not become Shia, that's fine. But they have praised his efforts, they have praised his work, and they have used his work. And it has caused debate, which is what it's supposed to do. That is what academia is all about. So the Sayyid was born in the city of Samarra of Iraq, the city where the Imam alayhi salam was last seen. And he passed away, before we get to when he passed away, he was born in the year 1914 in that city of Samarra, Iraq. And he passed away in the city of Qum in the year 2007. And he was also known as Allama Askari. Is quite famous as that. This book was translated by Jalil Durrani and was published by the Naba organization, which is located, or rather is, you know, in Tehran. The book was available online once upon a time. At this moment, I do not know. So basically, this book deals with that particular issue, that who prayed that particular prayer. That is, who prayed the last prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his illness. So what this book does is it mentions, and this is something important, the book doesn't just agree with all the traditions. The book has a particular manner in which it is written. This is important for our dear listeners to pay attention to. Books are written in a particular manner. You have to understand the manner how the book was written in order for you to understand the conclusion that the author aims to take from it. So just because the author has mentioned all these traditions in the beginning does not mean he agrees with them. Basically, what the Alama has done, he has mentioned all the traditions regarding this particular incident. At the end, he does a critique and an analysis, not within it. So just because he mentioned in the beginning does not mean he accepts it. It's something important to keep in mind. And obviously, as we mentioned, this particular event has very important historical consequences, and especially within the polemical debate between the Shia school of thought and the Sunni school of thought. And again, it is a historical incident. So obviously, it is something that has to be taken with a pinch of salt. We were not there. We do not know who said it. We do not know who did it. It is something that has come down to us as a report, and we either accept it and reject it based on the criteria and the conditions that have been laid out for us in terms of hadith. And this is what Allama Askari rahmatullah alayhi has done in this particular book. And he mentions this in the introduction, where he says very briefly that this servant, that is Allama Askari, has been frequently asked about on the day of the passing away of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Is it a true incident? And is it a correct narration? And if we assume that it was a fact, then how was the circumstance? Meaning what was happening at that particular time, at that particular moment. In any case, what conclusions can be derived from it? So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a small portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is called The Prophet's Last Prayer, written and researched by Sayyid Ayatollah Allama Askari, rahmatullah alayh, translated by Janil Durrani, and published by the Naba organization in Tehran. So the portion of the book that we would like to read from starts like this. So it says, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam was present on that scene. And he himself knew what had happened and what was happening. The historical facts and traditions in the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam match with what has been narrated by Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So in Al-Irshad, here the translation just writes Irshad, it should be Al-Irshad, of Sheikh Mufid and A'lam al-Wara of Tabarsi, both are books on history about the Shia, from written by Shia scholars. There are traditions which say, here it says, which says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the days of his illness was in the house of Salama. He had stayed a day or two in the house of Salama that Aisha came to Salama and requested that the Prophet be shifted to her house so that she could nurse him. And in this matter, she took the permission of all the wives. The permission was given and the Holy Prophet was transferred to Aisha's house. The illness of the Prophet continued in Aisha's house. Day by day, his condition worsened. Then at the time of the morning prayer, although the whole body of the Prophet was feverish, Bilal came and said, prayer, may the mercy of Allah be upon you. In Khasaisul A'imma, there is a tradition. When the illness of the messenger increased, he called Ali. Then the Prophet put his head on the lap of Hazrat Ali, alayhi salam, and his condition got bad till he got aware about the time of prayer. So we see the Alama throughout will mention certain traditions and he will, you know, do a critique of them at the end after mentioning all of them and showing the reader that these are the inaccuracies and inconsistencies that can be found in the traditions narrated from the history books and the books of tradition. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us towards the truth, inshallah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.